As my deacons collect the cups, I just want to continue just to bring one or two things to your attention. On Saturday the 14th of March, today is the 1st, if many of you didn't know. So on Saturday the 14th at 1 o'clock, we'll have training for those that do the leading here and those that does the welcome at the door. So please be aware of that. From 1 to 3 on Saturday the 14th, from 1 to 3, we'll have some training of those that's doing the leading and welcoming at the door. So I'm looking forward to having as many of you there. Maybe you're saying, Lord, maybe I should be doing something. And if that is you, please come along. Come along. I know your name might not be on the roster yet, but I'm inviting you this morning. It's a public invitation to come along and experience God's love. Maybe that is what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Now I'm going to ask Brother Andrew, don't you just want to throw that scripture on there again? John chapter 14. John chapter 14 from verse 12 to verse 14. Now I just want to see, now I'm going to exclude Uncle Arnold and Sister Ethel Louise this morning from this conversation, okay? You guys are excluded from this. Uncle Fred and Auntie Janet, you too. Tim and Diane, you too. Auntie Margaret, you too. The rest of you are included in this conversation, including your Uncle James.
Thank you.
How long have you been serving God? You excluded. Praise God for 60 years. How long have you been serving God? How long have you been... So because I've excluded some folk, the others are scared to talk. Hey. It's not a trick question, guys. I'm not going to show you up. I'm not going to ask you to come and dance here. Auntie Ethel Louise already did that. 60 years. Wow. 60 years. How long have you been serving God?
1 year.
1 year. Anybody else?
3 to 4 years.
Come on, guys. Sorry? I can't hear. Since birth. You've been serving God since birth. Wow. Praise God for that. Anybody else? Bruce? 28. Tony? 3. Ross? Come back to you. Let's get Rebecca. 25. Andrew? 25. The reason why I'm asking this, friends, is because in those years, how many people have you led to God? How many people can you say, I've spoken to them and I've journeyed with them and they're serving God? And I know it's a matter, oh, you said you're not going to show us up. I didn't show up one specific person. Friends, it is important that we know that the Bible says that we're getting towards the end of time. And if we are not taking our relationship with God serious, then what are we doing here? What are we doing here? If I'm not doing what I'm doing right now, what am I doing here? I just want to say with that, you know I do everything passionately. I just want to say that I love you. I love each one of you, but it is my responsibility to remind you of our responsibility that comes from the Word of God in Matthew 28. You've got Bibles in front of you, you can turn to it. But there's no excuse for us not doing what God calls us to do. There's no excuse. Because the Bible says there in verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. It doesn't say that. I'm just putting in there, I will do it for you. Because you're asking it, isn't that so? So there's no excuse under the sun that we can use to say, but Pastor, I can't speak. Moses had a problem. He had a, what was his problem again? He stuttered. He stuttered. And God used him to lead his people. Right? There was another brother who had a drinking problem. What was his name? God used him to lead the animals into the ark. There was another brother who had a mental health problem. And God used him. His name is Jeremiah. Come on, give me some excuses why we are not doing what God wants us to do. Fear. Now the Bible teaches us that fear is not from God. God did not give us a spirit of fear. But what spirit did he give us? Love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. I do believe, guys, it's time that we stand on what God has given us. The ability he's given you and me to be the head and not the tail. To be above and not below. To know that you are more than conquerors. To know who you are in Christ Jesus. That's what you came here for this morning. To be reminded of who you are in the Lord. He loves you with a so passionate love that he gave his only son to die for you and me. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? That in this day and age, we can still have a gospel preached to us about God's love. So passionate love that he would die for you. Friends, the world has got so much to offer out there. The world has made even the day of the Lord, the world has made it a mockery. I mean, you go to the shops right now, and it's packed. Our supermarket down the road closes at midnight. The other night, my wife needed something, and I went out, I think it was about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I was amazed. Saturday night, the place is packed. Thinking, did I miss something? Friends, the world has got so much to offer and we're just going along with it. Our light, where's our light? Where's our light? Where's our light? Friends, we can be sitting here and be thinking, oh, Pastor, oh, that's so good, man, that's so good. What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you? He says, the first verse there, he says, believe me, I'm in my Father and my Father is in me. So if he's in the Father and the Father is in you, what is in you today? Who is in you? What is, if I must say to you, what are you thinking about right now? Nobody's going to answer me because they're scared I'm going to show them up. What are you thinking, my sister? About Rosie? Yeah, praise God for that. That as a mother, you will never lose that. What are you thinking of this morning? What are you thinking of? Can you honestly say, in the time that I'm sitting here, I'm thinking of God's things. I'm thinking of how I can be more effective for the Lord. I'm thinking of how this week lays ahead of me. God, how will you use me? Can we honestly say that? Let's be honest, we're in the house of God. No. Friends, God has given his son. So he says, when we accept him as our personal savior, he comes and lives within us. And what does he say? Greater is he that is in me. So who is in you and what is in you right now? God's Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit is in you, what do you have? You have power. Come on now. You've got to say it like you mean it. The problem is, when somebody engages with somebody that has a strong personality, what is the thing that stands out about them? We're business people, man. Say it. Overpowering in which way? In which way? They're overpowering because they are so so positive, so loud, so passionate, so, what is the other word? Dominant? That's the word. They are confident. Now, do you know, I did some training many years ago. Where does confidence start? When does confidence start? To any of us, like this morning, like a normal day. When does your confidence start? Sorry? Within you, right? It's within you, right? But now you're getting out of bed. And you're getting out of bed slowly on the left side of the bed. And your other foot wants to stay in bed. And you say, come along. And you eventually get out of bed. And then you threaten your hair, lay flat, or I'll shoot you, or something to that effect, you know. But it's a matter of confidence starts the minute you wake up. Your confidence starts. And you know what your day looks like. Hallelujah. And you're a child of God. And you're worshiping God. And while you're taking a shower, and it's happening in the shower, it's happening. We all shower like that, don't we? Am I the only one? Friends, we are child of God. We've got to celebrate it, man. Greater is he that is in you. So now you've showered. The next thing you do, after the 90th time that you looked in the mirror. Come on, James, tell me. You dress powerfully. Whatever you're going to do, you dress according to that. Hallelujah. Uncle Fred, just stand there, man. You and James, please just stand, Uncle James. Just stand, Uncle Fred, stand. These men dressed because they were going where? The church want to see you. Turn around, man. Turn around. Turn around, man.
I'm going to meet with God.
Hallelujah. So you dress powerfully because you know you've got an appointment. You've got purpose. So you dress powerfully. Now you've combed your hair for those of us that has. I used a bit of a razor and I didn't have anybody to assist me this morning. So if I've got some patches here, please don't talk about it. Now where was I? Yes, you've combed your hair, you've dressed powerfully, you're looking strong. What is the next thing you do? Have breakfast, okay? Right? What type of breakfast would you have? Because, you're already in the zone. Greater is he that is in me. I'm in my Father and my Father's in me. So even how you eat will say something about you. Even how you eat will say. Because I've watched some powerful people, man, they don't actually sit and eat. They actually pace and eat and do. And then I've met with some real powerful people that really sit down and eat, and they are as cool as a cucumber because they know who they were. Over the last couple of months with the impeachment thing of Donald Trump, I've been watching. I deliberately got up crazy hours to watch the news. And what did you see about him when he got out of the jet? How did he walk? Brother Peter says, I've got a what? I've got a swagger. I've got a swagger when I walk. Donald Trump has got a swagger. During that whole time. You know why? He knew who he is. Child of God, do you walk with the swagger or do you walk like this? That's for old age, man. None of us are old here. Auntie Ethel Louise is 90 today, and she doesn't walk like that. You saw her walking like this. So we've got no reason, unless there's an impediment of some sort. But you've got no reason to walk with your head down, shoulders off like that, and, oh, man, woe is me. Oh, God, help me. Woe is me. Child of God, we're not defeated, man. We're not defeated. The fact that the Holy Spirit is still here with us tells us that our God is still on the throne. He says, when I come, I will remove the Holy Spirit. And then we will see chaos. It feels like chaos right now, but this is not chaos yet, my friend. This is not chaos. Greater is he that is in me. You dress powerfully, you walk like you know Jesus, like he is your daddy. Come on, Uncle James, say it like you mean it. The Bible say, I say to you, he who believes. He who believes. Now, who am I speaking to this morning? I'm speaking to believers, am I not? I'm speaking to children of God. Friends, it is amazing that when we come to the house of God, friends, that we feel, oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Life has got no meaning anymore. I felt like that. Oh, yeah. But when we come to the house of God, man, he injects you. He fills you up. He puts power into you. He puts encouragement into you. He puts words of wisdom into you. He puts everything into you. This is why we come together. And we come and eat beautiful cake. So when we go out here, our scale says one at a time, please. Child of God, it is important that you know. Because you are a believer, some things are expected of you. There's an expectation of you. When last have you just spoken to somebody about God? Because, but Pastor, you know what? I get into the train and I've got my earphones in and I'm sitting on my little iPad and I'm watching iPods or whatever. What is the thing that they watch or listen to these days? YouTube, and there's another thing. What is it that you like, Tony? A podcast, podcasts. And I'm listening to a podcast of T.D. Jakes preaching about revival. And you know, Pastor, I get so excited in the train. And then I get off and I go to work. And it means nothing. Week after week, we come to church. And we get our injection. Pastor was again on fire this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we go out there. And it is, whew. Friends, when is the word of God going to become alive to you? We serve God for many years, and we've got nothing to show for it. If you go back, please go back and read the book of Revelation written by John, and it will tell you when the saints dies, the roads is paved with gold, and when we come into heaven, we will get what? Crowns placed on our heads, and then what happens in the crowns? In the crowns for that terrible husband you had and you stuck it out, a crown. For that bad wife you had and you stuck it out, another crown. For that terrible teacher you had and you stuck it out, another crown. Am I right in my thinking? The fact that you stuck it out, there's rewards, man. But there's many of us that want a reward on earth. The Bible says if you want a reward here, not a problem. We can give you a reward, but that's all that you will get. I don't want any rewards here, man. I want rewards there. Hallelujah. Where do you want your rewards? Where it means something. Where it has meaning, man. That soul that you're walking with this year, that one person that we trust in God for, that's the reward. Only one. Only one. Our theme for this year is, Lord, let me leave the 99. Let me go after the one. Please, Lord Jesus, just the one. Is that your prayer this morning? Then he goes further to say, the works that I do, he will do also. This is Jesus speaking, right? The works that he's done. Now, who of us knows what Jesus did? Come on, Andrew. Oh, you don't, all right. Who of us knows what Jesus did? Besides raising the dead, feeding the multitudes, loving where love was not received well, his life was the testimony. Now, he says, he's done some amazing things. I mean, imagine getting there after 4 days and your best friend had died and you are able to raise him. Imagine that. Imagine that people know that when you speak the word, when you speak a word, things happen. Hallelujah. That's the power that Jesus had. Now he says, the power that he has, we will have also, and more. And more. What have you done in your life that was amazing? What have you done in your life? Don't allow us to come and stand here when the coffin is here and then we hear of all the accolades. Oh, brother so-and-so, raise the dead. Tell us now about it, man. You've got an opportunity. Don't let other people tell us about it. You can tell us about it. What have you done? Have you gone into that little house where it's dark, where the husband is spitting fire, or where the wife is doing whatever crazy thing she does, and nobody is allowed there? Did you go in there? Tell us about it. Because remember, I said to you, every small victory needs to be celebrated, man. And you know what? That makes the devil shy. The fact that the child of God is sitting like this today, oh, I just want to hide. The devil is walking around. He's walking around like a roaring lion, man. He's looking for you. He's looking for you. Friends, I want to say to you, listen to what the Bible says there, and greater works than these you will do. But you need to know that it does not come easy. It does not come easy. That early morning rises, that to have a pristine body, to have a body that looks like, you know, you're coming out of a, with that oil tanned and all that type of things, takes time and effort. Getting into the kingdom and getting onto that road that is paved with gold. Come, I tell you, it's time and effort on your knees. Taking time out to come to prayer meeting. Taking time out to fast and pray. Taking time out to mention names before the Lord. That is what this means. Not because you look nice today, you will raise a little child from the dead or something. No, 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 no. Revival is permeated with prayer. Can I just have a census here? Who's trusting God for a revival? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, friends, this is our responsibility. All that I'm doing this morning is I'm reminding you from our manual says, this is our manual. Our manual says we've got to do things, brother. It's not going to happen on its own. Child of God, we need to go back to the book. Go back to where it says, you want to do great things? Seek my face. Then it goes further to say, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified. Friends, it's time that we turn from the modern day society. Because you know what? I don't say let it go. I'm not saying don't. I use an iPad here. I use technology. We've got remote controls in our. We switch on the light. We turn on the tap. All those are modern stuff. But when it comes to our relationship with God, we need to go back to the old school. We need to go back and say, Lord Jesus, teach me how to speak the modern language. Teach me how to live modernly today without offending you. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. Do you think that we're honoring God right now? Come on, church. Say it like you mean it. Do you think we're honoring God right now? The way we live? How we live? What we eat, where we go. Do you think we're honoring God? It's all about me. It's all about me. I do not have time for others. Yeah, it's all about me. This is not honoring God. The Bible teaches me from Genesis right through to Revelation, it's all about Him. We need to give it away, man. Give it away. I'm not speaking of being stupid. I'm not speaking about being silly, about giving away your... I had a friend, I used to study with him, and second year in college, we came across one of these scriptures and also sat down, you know, as students do, and analyzed it. And the Lord spoke wonderfully to our dear brother. And he went home and he told his wife, cancel our medical aid, the private health. And she canceled it immediately. Guess what happens 2 weeks after she canceled it? They landed up in a serious car accident. That I'm not speaking of being stupid about things. There's certain things we got to have. The Bible gave us brilliant minds. Then I mean, just in this room here, if I could take a piece of each of your minds, besides the fact that I'll be crazy, I'll mad if I could put that in a bottle. Whew, that's amazing what I'll be able to do. This is what God blessed us with, man. Wonderful minds. Brilliant minds. Even more brilliant personalities. To be able to charm people. To be able to speak well. To be able to have the ability to articulate things, you know? Just tell somebody this morning, man, I love you. Just touch the person next to you, in front of you, behind you. Just say to them, I love you. Now, Peter, I love you, my brother. I love you, Peter. My brother, I love you, man. Now, the reason why I did that, did you feel it? Did you feel it? Now, friends, that is the first part of evangelism. When you say to somebody, Uncle Jeff, I love you, man, can you feel it? Can you feel it, my sis? When I say I love you, you must mean it. And that's the thing that connects people. That's the thing that connects people. If you forget everything I said this morning, and I'm closing right now, is go out there and tell somebody that you love them. I'm listen, folk, just stop. Whoa! Don't now be crazy. They might strangle you. Don't. You know what I'm saying. Tell them you love them because God told you that you love them. Hallelujah. That they don't assault you for invading their privacy or something like that. People have got good words out there, you know. But just say, I love you with the love of the Lord, man. I love you with the love of the Lord. And even if you just touch somebody this morning, say, how are you going, my friend? As you touch him, you just say, Lord Jesus, bless him. Bless him. And he says, hey, what did you do now? Because greater is he that is in you. There's power within you. So James, when you go out there and touch somebody, man, they don't have to know about it. Let them go out there and come back 2 weeks later and say, who are you really? Say, I'm a child of God. Friends, I want to say that God sends angels amongst us. Right now, right next to you, there's an angel sitting right there. Just look around you. And this is what God wants us to be out there. His hands and his feet. The theme of my message this morning was, what can I do? Father, we thank you for the ability that you've given us today. Lord Jesus, to know that only you can make that difference. Thank you for empowering us, Lord. Thank you for giving us the ability to speak a language that people understand. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for body language today. That we don't have to say a word, Lord, but that we can show each other how much we love each other. Lord, help us. Lead us to a person that we can engage with even today. Friends, I'm just sensing strongly this morning, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you need prayer just to be filled with the Holy Spirit, just to stand. I'm going to ask my pastors just to stand as well, and if you're standing, that they would just come around you and pray for you and pray with you. We don't have to make a spectacle of it. If you're saying, Lord, I just need power. I just need that power. You just stand in your seat right now. Jesus. You just stand in your seat. I'm going to ask Uncle Fred and Tim just to come around you and just to pray there. Please, my brothers, in Jesus' name. Brother Tim, Uncle Fred, just come and pray for our folk this morning. Please, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're saying, Lord Jesus, I do not have the confidence to talk to somebody, you just stand. We want to pray with you. We want to pray that God gives you the ability this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're saying, Father God, I'm so backslidden, I do not even know where to start, you just stand as well. We want to pray with you this morning. And if you're saying, Pastor, I just need to accept the Lord as my personal Savior, I want to pray with you too. I want to pray with you. You've known about God for a very long time, but have not had an encounter with Him. I want to pray with you.